40 Days of Words, The Greatest Gift. 1 Corinthians 13:1 and 2 say, "Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Various studies have shown that the average person speaks some 16,000 words each day. I've never counted mine, but I'm guessing I don't often fall short of that total. During this 40-day study of what God's Word says about words, we've learned many things that the Lord teaches us from His Word about our words. And yet, even with all that Solomon said, and James and Jesus and others, it seems appropriate to me to cap our study with this key to making our words worthwhile, that is, love. When we love the person we're talking to, we will care if our words connect or not, if they are calming or not, if they are hurtful or not. Love will cause us to want to avoid hurting the other person, except in rare cases when tough love may be needed. Love is why Jesus came to earth, lived a sinless life, and died on the cross. Love is why the Father let Jesus fulfill that mission so that we might be saved. Love is what a couple feels when they see their newborn baby. Love is what gives our words the power to help. Love is what makes other people want to be around us. Love is what is needed to guide all our words. Love starts with a real, daily relationship with Jesus. Love is what keeps our words from being like nothing. My prayer, Lord, I do want to love others, wherever I am and however I feel. Help me to evaluate all the words I speak by this excellent chapter about love. Help everyone I meet to not doubt my care and love for them. Amen.